meetings beginning at 6. The lineup is on the Kenosha's website, kenosha.org.
This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Mike Falkowski, a former KUSD school board member, Sammy Rangel, the life technician and executive director of Life After Hate, Steve Brown, a retired professor of educational leadership, and former Kenosha Unified School superintendent, Joe Mangi. Now here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Hi, I'm Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. A lot of us, at least if you're nerdy like I was, really look forward to summertime because it gave you time to read, and go to the library and get bags full of books and do all kinds of things. And it's still time to do that at libraries this summer, but libraries have changed since I was a kid and probably since you were as well. And there's a lot of things going on at our local libraries this summer. So I'm doing this program in two parts. We're going to be talking to both the Kenosha Public Library and the Racine Public Library and learning a little bit about what's going on this summer and what makes this summer special. So summer of 2022 at our public libraries. Our first guest is Brandy Cummings. She is the head of community partnerships and programs at the Kenosha Public Library, and she's been working at the public library for nearly 14 years and has done all kinds of different things while she's been there. And full disclosure, I was a trustee of the Kenosha Public Library, so I used to work with Brandy on trustee things, but now I am not anymore, and I just get to hear about all the cool stuff that's happening. So Brandy, welcome again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, some of the highlights that you're looking forward to or already immersed in this summer.
Yeah, summer is fully upon us here at Kenosha Public Library, and we are just enjoying it and soaking up every moment of this beautiful sunshine that we can. I think we'll start at the top, right? The ever popular thing that people look forward to every summer, which is our summer reading program. I'm excited to say that is back again this year for all ages. So from birth on up to our elderly community members, we have you covered with a program for you. You can come in and sign up at any of the libraries and pick up a paper reading log at any desk. Or if you like to use apps or are more mobily minded, you can also use the Beanstack app at beanstack.org to sign up for summer reading that way and track on your phone. What's really great this year is we're focusing on parents and caregivers spending a lot of time with their families in the summer. We know that, you know, those hours are few and far between nowadays. And so we're encouraging adults to count the time they spend reading with the children in their lives as the time that they're reading too. Those books definitely count each page. So we're really excited about that. And we're also welcoming back Nights at Northside. If you remember from last summer, we did four different programs in the parking lot of the Northside Library. This year, we've spaced them out, so one each month. So we just had our mini Comic-Con at the Northside Library, which was so much fun. We had kids in costumes, and we had a photo shoot area and an obstacle course and all sorts of games to play. And then this July, we have NASA at the library. So that's Friday, July 15th at 6:30 at the Northside Library. We were going to have space-themed activities and a chance to paint images taken by the different NASA spacecraft and make galaxy slime, which will be a lot of fun. Yeah, slime still seems to be so riveting to people of all ages. But I personally am greatly looking forward to the Friday, August 19th episode of Nights at Northside, which we're calling Make It or Break It, where we're going to invite the community to join us to build a community-led Rube Goldberg machine. So we'll have all sorts of parts and gadgets and gizmos to put together, but we'll also have the ability for people to look at some common household items and take them apart. So if you ever wondered how your toaster works, but you don't want to wreck your own toaster, we're going to invite you to come take apart one of ours so you can see what's inside and learn more about the mechanics and how things work.
Wow, that sounds like a really fun thing to do. Okay, I'm spreading the word to all the science teachers in the area. Okay, I'll help with that.
Thank you.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun. And so let's just stop and remind everybody, Kenosha has 4 libraries. Correct?
We do. Yeah.
Can you tell where they are?
So absolutely. Knows? Yeah, we have 4 neighborhood locations. We have the Southwest Library, which is 7979 38th Avenue. The Northside Library, which is 1500 27th Avenue. Simmons Library, which is that gorgeous Daniel Burnham building in the middle of Library Park downtown at 711 59th Place. And then Uptown Library, which is my favorite because it looks like the sweetest little house at 2419 63rd Street. We're also really lucky to have 2 mobile libraries. We have both a Discovery Bus and a Bookmobile that are out and very, very active during the summer. In fact, we're doing a bunch of park and plays with our bookmobiles and book trucks this summer. So you can come to the park, play at the playground, participate in a craft or a story time. And most of those programs are bilingual as well, which is really exciting.
Wow, that is amazing. So your position that you're doing now is new. So tell us how it's different. Before you were working on communications and marketing. Now you're head of community partnerships and programs. So I imagine these things feed into each other quite well. But what are some things that you've done that are maybe new and different in the
Absolutely. So my role here has definitely evolved over the years. As Karen mentioned earlier, we had the pleasure of working together when I was the administrative secretary. So I handled a lot of the board stuff then. Now this new iteration of my job brings together the marketing, public relations, communications, and the website, social media, all those things that I manage there. And it also brings in adult programming and organizational programming. Organizational programming can sound a bit weird, but what we mean by that are large, overarching, multi-age groups sort of things, like our Big Read that's coming up in 2023.
So do we know what the Big Read book is yet?
We do. So we're very lucky. NEA just made their announcement a couple weeks ago, so we're able to talk about it now. Wait, so I'm super excited. Our team this year chose Homegoing by Yaj Yassi as our selection for the Big Read. For that'll be May 23 is when that starts. So we're about a year out. So right now we're working on gathering community partners and different programs and interests to pull together another wonderful year of robust programming around a great title. We really feel that Homegoing is going to provide the Kenosha community the opportunity to discuss a lot of the experiences we've been sharing over the last few years, both between the pandemic and the demonstrations and the damage we've seen in our communities, but also the rebuilding and rebirth that comes from that in a way that is low barrier, that we can talk about fictional characters relating, which we know is a really great way to talk about tough topics. But we also look forward to celebrating together and celebrating the evolution of strength, the resiliency we see in these characters and that we see so well echoed in our community. It's going to be a great time.
So that's looking ahead. Let's get back to the summer. Yes. So we heard about Northside events. Tell us some other things that are going on.
Yeah. So we have a great series of events this summer for adults too. I think we often forget that libraries program for all ages. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the kids who get to have all the fun. So we have right now at the Northside Library, we have an ongoing display exhibit from our friends at the Kenosha History Center that focuses on 108 years of progress and innovation, Kenosha's automotive manufacturing history, which is just fascinating. Beautiful pictures, wonderful walkthrough display just to catch a glimpse of our history and what this community was built on. But we also have some really fun activities coming up for adults that focus on like gardening or Lake Michigan. We're partnering with the Watershed Program and the, I want to make sure I get the partner's name right. Yep, the Watershed Program to look at the Root River and Lake Michigan and how that water quality affects our quality of living here. But we also have, we're exploring the Manitowoc Mystery Shipwreck Adventure, the discovery of W.C. Kimball. So we're looking at shipwrecks in our Great Lakes, which we know are always a fun time to explore and hear more about the history there. Yeah, there just seems to be something for everyone this summer, which is so exciting. This Saturday, July 9th, we have an all-ages event at the Uptown Library called Uptown Field Day. We're inviting families, caregivers, neighbors to come join us just for a good old-fashioned outdoor day of fun, games, tie-dye, and all sorts of activities.
Tie-dye. That'll be
I know. Great. Yeah, it's really fun.
So I just want to reintroduce, you're listening to WGTDHT-FM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of the public libraries in Kenosha and Racine and what they have planned for the summer of 2022 is what we're talking about. It's going to be archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. So if you missed part of this broadcast, you're invited to listen again. Or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. So there's shipwrecks, that is super interesting to me.
Yeah.
I might need to look into that. What else is going on? I know you have usually have programs for teens. Is
we
there anything
do.
Special going on? I know that is the Southwest Library the teen hangout, or do they go to all of the libraries?
So they go to all the libraries, but we recently opened a teen space at the Southwest Library. So if you are a teen or you have a teen, please stop by and check it out. It's such a cool space. I'm constantly jealous of it because they have all these cool chairs to sit in, Karen. They have yoga balls and chairs that rock, and I'm just too old for all of that, but it looks like a lot of fun. But we do have lots going on for teens this summer too. We have in August, we have a Escape the 90s teen escape room. So we're turning part of our library into an escape room, specifically 90s themed, for teens who had not lived through it, but seem to appreciate it oh so much. I keep laughing at how many memories that'll bring back for me and my age group. And we also have a Teens After Hours on Friday, August 12th, that is true crime focused. And so we're inviting teens to spend the evening in the library exploring crime, conducting investigations, and learning how experts solve cases. It's packed this summer. We've got everyone covered, and there's something almost every week for every age group, which is really exciting.
I have more questions, but maybe you want to plug the website right now. What's the address?
Absolutely. Our beautiful new website is up and going, www.mykpl.info. And we also just launched an app. So if you're a mobile user and you would like to access our library information that way, you can search in the App Store or Google Play for MyKPL app, and that'll come up too.
So I know the library is a place where a lot of people go to get help with their electronic devices, particularly people who don't use them in sort of their everyday work life. What should people do if they're listening to this on the radio and they're like, well, she's talking about an app. What does that mean? Where should they go?
Well, they have many, many options. So you can either give us a call and we can set up a one-on-one technology appointment for you with one of our expert staff members who'd be happy to sit you down, walk you through the app, get it downloaded on your device, but also show you how to log into the myriad of rich resources available for you on the app. Or you can stop in at any desk and we'd be happy to help you anytime. It's a really quick and easy process, and we're always happy to give our patrons an extra hand when they need it.
What would be the number they should call?
262-564-6101. We'll connect you with any one of our team members.
That's great. And I just want to plug something for people who maybe haven't tried this. I'm a big audiobook user because I like to listen while I garden or walk or exercise or crochet or whatever. And I remember the days of cassettes and of CDs and of other things. And I just need to say that downloadable audiobooks for your phone are the best thing ever.
Aren't they amazing?
If you've never tried that, you really need to make this appointment. Sit down with somebody for half an hour and figure this out. It will change your life.
Oh, yes. It makes yard work and chores so much more enjoyable to also be able to check off reading a great book at the same time.
Right. Because you can do two things. You don't feel behind in your reading all the time.
Yeah. And it counts on your reading log for summer reading because everybody reads is our theme, because we know that there's so many different ways to enjoy literacy. And we know it's not just one format for reading. So listen away and win those prizes.
Okay. So I've asked about teens. We talked about kids in the Northside Library. We talked about adult programming. What about little kids?
Little littles. Oh my gosh. You know, that's always the most fun area for us. We have some really great programs coming up that are outdoor based. So we have some nature play programs where we're inviting littles and their caregivers to wear clothes they don't mind getting dirty, but joining us outside at the different libraries for just some outdoor fun. So we have one coming up July 11th at 11 a.m. at the Southwest Library in the park at the end of our parking lot that is called Rockin' Rocks. That should be a good time. And then in August, on Friday the 26th at 10 a.m. at the Fire Station Lawn across from Northside Library. So you'll need to park at Northside, walk across the street to join us at the fire station for Beautiful Bugs. Doesn't that sound like a lot of fun?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, do you import bugs or you just look at the bugs that are there?
I think there are going to be some special guest bug appearances.
Ooh, that does sound very cool.
Yes. And of course, we have a full list of story times throughout the summer, both or for all ages from birth on up through preschool. And we have bilingual story times in English and Spanish. And also on July 14th, we're having, to celebrate Bastille Day, we're having a English and French bilingual story time. So that should be really fun. Yeah.
Wow. And you mentioned earlier that you have some mobile services. So I know that you sometimes are able to go out to places where people can't travel to you. So you talked about the parks and some other stops. Do you go to retirement homes or anything?
We do.
Like that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So our outreach department is always so, so busy. And we not only keep our full public-facing calendar of bookmobile stops throughout the community where anyone's welcome to join us, but we also do lobby stops at quite a few different assisted living centers or senior living complexes where we're able to bring more of the library experience into them. We find that this helps combat social isolation, which we know is always an epidemic in our communities, but also helps to keep our most avid and voracious readers connected to great stories. So it's a win-win for us.
And you have, I know you've always had large print books, but I'm sure at this point, one of the things you can do is teach people how to enlarge print on their Kindle or other reading device, right? So then they can just download books to a device and make the print any size they need it to be.
Yeah, our outreach staff comes back with tales of that all the time. It's great when, especially after the holidays, people are often gifted really well, thoughtful gifts, well-meaning gifts, and our staff is always happy to help them figure out how to adapt them to the best use for themselves.
Right. So if somebody gave you a Kindle for Father's Day, and you're just looking at it like, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
You need to go in and see someone at the library and get some help.
Yeah. And speaking of Father's Day, if you're looking for something to add on to that cookout, the library is a great place to check out yard games. We have bags. We have all sorts of like football and sports equipment. So there's always lots here to look for.
Right. So if you haven't been to the library lately, you need to go back. But if you go all the time, just make sure you look for all the cool summer things going on in Kenosha Public Library.
Yeah.
Brandi Cummings, thank you so much for sharing. I think your enthusiasm is infectious. I think everyone should go and spend time at their local library or check out all four of them if you have time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So welcome to the second half of our program about our local libraries and their summer programming. Today, this guest is Julia Heiser. She's the Outreach and Marketing Assistant for the Racine Public Library. Welcome, Julia.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. Yeah, so tell us about something special going on in Racine this summer. It's a big anniversary date for you. Is that right?
Yeah, we're super excited. This year marks the library's 125th anniversary. So we've been doing different events throughout the entire year to mark the occasion. Our next big one is going to be Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. We are throwing a giant block party for the library. So we're shutting down Lake Avenue between 7th and 8th Ave, or 7th and 8th Street, sorry. Also the block right in front of the library. We've rented a stage. We're going to have bounce houses, a classic car show, food trucks, carnival games, face painting, over 30 local vendors. So right at 10 a.m., we're kicking off with Duke Otherwise. He's a children's performer. He's a lot of fun. At noon, we're doing a history presentation about the history of the library and the city of Racine. Then our live music kicks off at 2:30 with Georgia Ray. She's kind of a folk artist. She gets a little funky. She's a violinist. Next, we have the Spirit Shakers, who are an alt rock band. They're a lot of fun. And then our last band for the day is Indigo Canyon. They're kind of a bluegrass funk band, and they definitely know how to throw down. Throughout the day, we have different dancers that are going to be performing in between music sets. We're starting off with the Racine International Folk Dancers. Then we have a performance from Sweatshop Movement, and then we have a Mexican dance troupe coming too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a little bit of something for everybody. Come celebrate the library.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So that's a week from today. You're listening on the radio, you're hearing this on Saturday, July 9th. And a week from today, you can go right over to Racine and enjoy the 125th anniversary block party. So 1897 is the year the library opened?
Yep. We've been through a lot. And we're here to stay.
That is pretty amazing. It is. So libraries, in case listeners have not ever heard this statistic, libraries are one of the most cherished and approved of institutions in American life. Like right up there with apple pie and baseball, I guess. Maybe even higher than those two things. So that sounds amazing. But of course, you are just doing all the usual or perhaps unusual library stuff in the summer. Is that right?
Yeah. So we also have our summer reading program. So you can sign up for that on our website, racinelibrary.info. The program is hosted online again through Beanstack. So you log in, you make your account, you register for which reading challenge you want to join, and then you log your reading hours and then different activities like writing a book review for a book you just finished. And then for each hour and activity you complete, you receive a virtual raffle ticket. You can then put those raffle tickets into your desired prize basket. So some of our prizes this year for adults, we have a stand-up paddleboard, a kayak, a fish fry basket. So they're pretty good prizes. Also returning this year, we have our Summer Scares program. So just like the summer reading program, Summer Scares is also for everybody of all ages. There's a different program for each group. But Summer Scares, we have kind of spooky horror themed activities going throughout the entire summer. So what you do for that is you register and then you read the books that we select for it, and then we're doing book discussions for them throughout the summer. One big one we have coming that I'm really excited for is on August 17th, we're doing a downtown Racine haunted walking tour. So we have Sue Pitt, which is the Southeastern Wisconsin Paranormal Investigation Team, leading this. So we've our history librarian has contacted local businesses and found some businesses with some happenings that happen sometimes, a little spooky, and we're going to be taking some of the paranormal investigation team equipment and going for a history tour, you know, ghost tour. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And wow. Then we are also doing crafts throughout the summer that go along with our summer scares and our book discussions. And of course, you can't do anything scary without a horror movie night too. So those wow. are all up on our website. Yeah.
So check out the website. Say it again. Racine Library. Go ahead.
Yes. RacineLibrary.info.
Okay, that sounds great. And I would imagine, given that a lot of downtown Racine is, you know, as old as the library itself, that, you know, it had time to build up a little bit of a history and maybe some haunting. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
you also, I know you started doing this last summer, or maybe even earlier than that, something called Lunch Break at the Library. Tell us what that's all about.
Sure. So every Wednesday from 11 to 2, we're inviting different food trucks to come park in the Circle of Library Drive. So during that time, we set out picnic tables. We have a library tent where we have our tech team out there with our 3D printer and some other coding projects going on. And then we do bilingual story time at 11. And then we'll also do tech help and a lunch and learn at noon. So we'll talk about different library resources that we offer, like Libby or Hoopla, and show you how to get those set up on your phone or your device, and how to use them, and just some of the other resources that we have available at the library.
Okay, so I need you to back up and tell me more about the 3D printer. Is that like the top of the apex of all of your tech stuff, or is there more stuff besides that that people might be interested in?
Yeah, so every Monday we have Maker Monday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. where we open up our recently expanded innovation lab. So in there we have 3D printing, we have virtual reality, we have a laser engraver, and during Maker Monday we'll set up different stations, like, and we'll teach you how to code your own video game, how to use the virtual reality and explore something. But it's really fun and a great way to make learning fun, and especially to promote STEAM and STEM in the library.
Wow. And are people able to like check out some of this equipment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have it's called the Beyond Books Collection. So this is, you know, just one of those things that show that libraries are so much more than books. So in our Beyond Books collection, you can check out a Wi-Fi hotspot, yard games, a radon detector, a metal detector, an Xbox, like a cassette to CD recorder. So if you have like old cassette tapes or those old like 45 millimeter film, you can convert them to DVDs. So a lot of stuff where it might be like kind of expensive to use and you might not need to have it forever, or you don't want to take up space in your garage with a volleyball net. But there's tons of stuff if you look on our website, and those are all available for checkout with your library card.
Wow, that is amazing. So that's the Beyond Books collection.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really great. So another thing that you mentioned when we were going through our emails back and forth is you have a new pollinator patch.
Yeah. So
that sounds very intriguing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So this is part of our 125th anniversary installment. So back in April, we did an Earth Day cleanup and we prepped the area for the new pollinator patch. So we had a team of volunteers and they came and picked up litter and weeds and dead leaves and cleaned up the ground, the library grounds, and then we also prepped the space. We buzzed the grass down and then we put paper bags and staked them down, and then we put untreated wood chips on top of it to help that grass, that sod grass, kind of decompose and not break through in the spring. And then about 2 weeks ago, with the help of the Pike Root River Water Initiative, they helped us design this garden, and it's all native pollinator plants. So this is going to be a great help for our ecosystem, for birds and honeybees and butterflies. So 2 weeks ago, we had a planting party. So we had another team of volunteers. We did some story times. Pico's taco truck was out here. And we had about 700 plants go into the ground. And though the funds for that was raised by our community. So we did, if you donate $10, we can buy two plants. And then when we get our sign installed explaining the pollinator patch, your name will be included as a sponsorship for the garden.
Wow. And yeah, that sounds, first of all, like a really nice beautification project, but also a way for people to sort of understand the value of native plants and maybe get a look at them in case they want to change their lawn or part of their lawn into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody's interested in that, if you contact the Pike River Watershed, they will help you landscape part of your yard. It doesn't even have to be big, but it's so much more beneficial than the regular grass you see outside. The main difference between the two types of regular grass and native plants is, like, sod, all of their roots grow very horizontal, and when it rains, it keeps that water on top. So you can cause more flooding and you just have like more of that pollution like running into our Great Lakes. But with native plants, their root systems go down up 3 to 5 feet. So it takes more water down into the soil and into the water table. So it helps with it helps so much more with erosion and getting that water into the soil instead of running into the lake and causing flooding.
Wow. Okay. Well, you are very knowledgeable about that. I just want to remind our listeners, you are not listening to Horticulture Matters. You're listening to Education Matters on WGTD HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and we're talking about summer programs at the Racine Public Library and the Kenosha Public Library. And if you are tuning in or you just want to hear it again, you can go to our archive at WGTD.org. on the Education Matters page, and you can listen again to this program or any other program that we have in the archives. And you can also find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. I will also include there the links to both libraries. So if you want to go and explore their websites, then you will just be able to click through from the Education Matters page. So Julia, you told me also that you have a new exciting partnership with the Job Center for Career Assistance. This sounds like an incredible, incredible resource for the community. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, so we're very excited for this new partnership. So we've partnered with the Job Center of Wisconsin, and they are going to be hosting pop-up services at the library. So they're going to be able to help with resume writing, interview preparation, strengthening your job searches, applying for unemployment, and getting your profile and yourself registered on the Job Center of Wisconsin website. So they're going to be here Tuesdays through July for right now. Hopefully that extends further. But Tuesdays, July 12th, July 19th and July 26th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. They are also offering virtual workshops. So if you're not available during that time, that's okay. And if you visit our website or their website, they'll definitely show you the links how to get to those virtual workshops. In tandem with the Job Center being here, the library's also offering career connection kits. So this is something else you can check out, and it's going to include a laptop, a Wi-Fi hotspot, a mouse, a ring, a light ring. So during your virtual interviews, you look better. And then some kind of materials to cite, to reference, so resume writing and interview materials as well.
Well, everyone can use help like that when they're trying to plan, especially for a job change or maybe going from unemployment to employment again. So that sounds like an amazing resource. When we were talking earlier, you told me about a special resource that the library offers for people who want to maybe build some skills. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So many people have probably heard of LinkedIn Learning. That is a paid service, but if you have a Racine Public Library card, you can create an account with your library card, and they offer between 400 and 500 different online courses. They're all instructor-led. They last about 6 weeks, and it has a whole host of different subjects you can study, like Google Analytics, Word, Excel, Photoshop, writing, Spanish. So there's a wide variety. There's instructors, so you can ask questions. There's forum boards where you turn in your homework. So it's like a real online class that you just use with your library card, and you get a printed certification at the end when you complete the class for showing that you did this class. And some of them do count for continuing education. I know that's important for teachers. I know not all of them, but some of them do.
Wow. And they would be free to you with your library card.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's really amazing. So we have a few minutes left, and I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot, Julia. I know that usually there are activities for every age level in the library, and I'm wondering if you could name sort of one of your favorite things for, we'll start with little kids, preschoolers at the library, and kind of work our way up. So what's your favorite thing for little kids at Racine Public Library?
I mean, story times are absolutely fantastic, watching the little kids get into stories, and our children's librarians and storytellers are absolutely fantastic and very talented. So that's always fun. Also, the crafts are fun. We have a sink-in movie night coming up where we're going to be creating your own submarine and out of a box, and then we're going to be watching Finding Dory. So that's going to be cute, and then you can watch Finding Dory in your little submarine you just made.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so then moving up to like the elementary kid age, what is your favorite thing in the library for that group?
So we have a couple new programs. One of them is TBR or not to TBR. I really think this is a cool concept. So it's, there's no specific book, but it's a book club, and middle schoolers can come in and talk about whatever they're reading or books that they have on their to be read list. And, you know, it's just kind of like a chit chat about what you're reading for middle schoolers.
That's cool. And then if we move up to the teen high school age, do you have anything special for them?
So we, like I said, we have our whole Summer Scares programs going on, but we have a ton of teen gaming programs coming up. We're doing like a board game night. We do teen craft and chats. We're partnering with Gamesters Bay, and they're going to be bringing in their video games and consoles and doing pop-ups with that. Also, we're doing because role-playing games and the campaign games are becoming a lot more popular. So if you're a little bit kind of more nervous about getting into like Dungeons and Dragons or Catan, they're going to come and kind of show you how to get started. So it's a little less intimidating and just kind of exploring all the games that are out there.
Wow. Yeah, that would be really fun. There's nothing more that is a popular thing for teens to do if they want to just hang out together and maybe not on the computers, but in real life, right?
Uh-huh. And then July is also NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month. So we also have several writing programs. So the whole month of July is dedicated to just kind of working on your creative pieces. And we do encouragement through the library with that. And we have resources. We also do the Young Writers Guild for teens and tweens. So that's the first Tuesday of the month. And yeah, if you like to write, we'll do writing prompts and just kind of help you if you're like stuck on your story, and where you can kind of come and discuss, you know, what you're writing and, you know, help or get help from other people that enjoy writing and just, yeah, library resources.
Wow. Okay. So that's a lot of fun stuff. And you did mention some really fun things for adults before, but of all the things going on right now, can you choose one or two to tell us about for adults that you really like?
Yeah. So we are starting a new senior series. So we have senior bingo, it's senior craft day. We're doing different senior presentations too about health and wellness. So I think those are some really fun ones. We also on August 11th have Chad Lewis coming, and he's doing a whole presentation on paranormal Wisconsin. So that's part of the summer scares. So that's just going to be talking about kind of the spooky and the ooky throughout Wisconsin and, you know, our serial killers that we're famous for.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so that's gonna be fun too.
Yeah. Well, can you repeat for everyone the information about the 125th anniversary celebration before we sign off for the day?
Sure, absolutely. So Saturday, July 16th, 125th anniversary of the library block party, Lake Avenue, right in front of the library, block in front of the library. The whole thing's going to be shut down. We're renting a stage, so live music, bounce houses, a classic car show, carnival games, everything you need for a proper party, a beer tent. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
10 a.m. to 8 p.m., is that right?
Yep.
Okay, and once again, the website is?
RacineLibrary.info.
Okay, well, grateful thanks, Julia Heiser, for sharing with us all of this amazing stuff going on at the Racine Public Library this summer. There's still a lot of summer left, so you can get out there and enjoy it. And on those rainy days, head over to the library, or even on the sunny days, because that is
the air's on.
Okay, you have listened to WGTD HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert. This is Education Matters. This discussion about summer programs at the Racine Public Library and the Kenosha Public Library for the summer of 2022 is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. Thanks again, Julia.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archived programs are available on our website, WGTD.org. You're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page. Support for classical music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Funeral Home. Honor a life well lived with a gift of a service for burial or cremation with a professional, friendly, and compassionate staff. Serving the community for 90 years, Piasecki Funeral Home. From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, UW Parkside is offering STEAM summer programs for youth ages 11 to 17, July through August. The program focuses on creativity and exploration through coding and technology. Visit uwp.edu/youth.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that explores and highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, Laura Sumner Kuhn, a former journalist with the Racine Journal-Times, who currently serves as an adjunct instructor at UW Parkside, and Jane Herring, a former marketing manager at Gateway Technical College. Community Matters shares its time slot with the WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's program.
Good morning, and welcome to Community Matters. My name is Laura Sumner Kuhn, and I'm your host this morning. And I'm bringing to you a great discussion about open records and equity in the law.